Hey friends, on this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, I'm going to talk about something that all of you might be experiencing right now, and that's those holidays work blues. Specifically, what do you do about the next couple of weeks? Do you work? Do you not work? Do you show up? Do you not show up? If you show up, how are you going to show up? And the reason why I'm bringing up this conversation is because it's a conversation point for us here at the company. And I know in our industry, in the real estate industry, quite frankly, people like literally disappear from November till about February 1st. And it's a couple of months of production that is lost. And what ends up happening is in order to get that production and the sales going again, you've got to go through a 90-day push just to get the sales pumping again. So the typical real estate person in our industry isn't humming again till about April or May. Here are my thoughts. The damage that this is doing to some people, and quite frankly, the revenues that are being lost are catastrophic. If you look at next year and you look at 2020 and you look at what your goals are for 2020, you should have started planning for them a couple of months ago. Maybe you haven't, that's okay. I'm gonna give you a couple of tips on how to end the next year, this year strong, and also how to get the next one going so that it doesn't cost you production, time, energy, money, and most importantly, your emotions. So that's number one. If you're taking down notes, write down, you gotta get clear with your emotions. Being in business is a big emotional battle. You know as well as I do. As a matter of fact, if you're watching me right now, some days you feel really, really good about your business, and some days you feel really, really bad. Heck, some of us, some hours you feel really, really good, and the next hour you feel really, really bad, right? And the reality is that you've got to understand that there's an emotional game that is being played when you're working and not working, when you're feeling good or not feeling good about your results, okay? So the first thing is you got to get your emotions in check. Typically, what I ask our clients and our agents to do is to look back on the year. Look back on the year and identify how your year went. And this just happened this week. I was talking to one of our seasoned agents, and she happened to close, I think it was 32 transactions this year, which I thought was incredible. Good for her, right? And then she goes, yeah, but I just don't feel that good. I go, why don't you feel that good? She goes, well, because I know I could have done more. I know that there were days that I didn't show up. I know that there were moments where I was slacking. I know that there was times where I didn't give it my best. And I go, okay, hang on a second. Well, what did you do last year? She said, 24. All right, what'd you do the year before? She said, 18. I said, what'd you do the year before? She said, 12. And I go, hang on a second. So you mean to tell me that for the last 4 years consecutively, you have grown your business, you're closing 30 deals a year. In our industry, that's about $240,000, $260,000 in income in our marketplace here, and you're not celebrating? I never thought about it that way, she says. I go, of course you didn't, because most human beings never look at the positive. Most human beings never stop to pat themselves on the back. Most human beings never stop to appreciate their accomplishments because we're wired to only look at what's wrong. We're wired to only look at what's negative. We're wired to only look at what could have been instead of looking at what is. My friends, take a moment and look back on your year and honestly assess your year. Because if you can do that, it'll help you manage your emotions so much better. Give yourself credit if you deserve credit, but also be tough on yourself if you deserve to be tough on yourself. Number two, once you've identified that, then you look at the next couple of weeks and you ask yourself this one question. Do I deserve time off? It's the only question you need to be answering right now. Do you deserve time off? See, again, in our industry, most people take time off, but they honestly don't deserve it. They don't, because they're either staying stagnant, they're going backwards, or quite frankly, they just kind of disappeared and checked out. See, if you could look back on your year and you go, you know what, man, you know, now with this new perspective that Danny is teaching me, I did just as good as I did last year, and I went through this emotional issue in my family, or I grew this year, or whatever the case may be. You know what? I did pretty good. See, if you did pretty good, then why don't you take some time off to enjoy your family? Because some of us don't allow ourselves to do that. I remember when I was a producing real estate professional, if I hit my goal, I would take the last 2 weeks of the year completely off. I still do that. I do that in my coaching company. I do that here at the office. I still like to check in here and there, but for the most part, I'm hanging out with the boys this year because I feel like we did our job. I feel like we grew. I feel like we did what we were supposed to do. Now, number two, if you feel like you didn't grow, well, then look at your calendar. Look at your calendar right now. And in the next 2 weeks, give yourself the time you need to focus on family, which is going to be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, maybe the day after Christmas, right? New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, maybe the day after New Year's. That's 6 days, guys. That's 6 days versus some people are gone for 3 months. But it's because there's no planning. There's no process. There's no thoughts that go into it. It is simply the subconscious mind takes over and says, it's time for the holidays. And quite frankly, in our industry, this starts about Halloween. See, that's not what a business person does. A business person, at bare minimum, takes a look at their calendar, makes a decision, an informed decision based off of production and results, rewards themselves with time if time is what is needed and if time is what is earned, and quite frankly, puts boundaries around time if time is not what is earned and time is not what is needed. I want to challenge you today. Do you operate from this system? Because if you don't, it could be a system that could save you a lot of heartache in the upcoming weeks, save you a lot of financial stress coming up in February, March, and April, but most importantly, propel you to hit your goals in 2020. I don't know about you, but I feel blessed. My business has grown. My family is in order. My health is in probably the best state I've ever been in. My emotions due to my journey this year, my mind is at an all-time high. I feel absolutely incredible. I feel light. I feel ready to take over planet Earth in 2020. If you don't, we'd love to be of service. One of the great resources that we have for you is our book. If you don't have a copy of our book, go on my Instagram account right now, click on the link. There's 4 ways we can help you scale your business. One of those is a free resource, a free book. You can download it. If not, go to Amazon or Audible and it's there. And for those of you that say, you know what, I might need a little bit of guidance because I know I can grow my business. I just don't want to grow my business and like lose my life. Well, on that same link, there's a resource that you can utilize. Fill in your information and see if you could schedule a free scale session. We'd love to meet with you. As a matter of fact, if you qualify, I'll meet with you myself, spend a couple of minutes with you, and really help you to understand how to get unstuck from your current level of production, and most importantly, thrive in 2020 while you work less. That is not only possible, it is the only reality that I accept. And if I can accept it, you can accept it for you as well. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week for another great edition of the Danny Morrell Show.